This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Well, welcome back to the Bullseye Saints Hour. Bullseye, the official tailgate of the New Orleans Saints, and we are thrilled to have Chris Olave, first round pick back in 2022, the 11th overall out of Ohio State, and coming off just a monster game, 16 targets, two touchdowns from two different quarterbacks, three straight wins. It's been a challenging season all the way around. Just tell me how you feel right now. And I know you've been battling a bad back.
Oh, yeah, man, I feel great. You know, just to be able to come back from last year, tough year last year, but to be able to come back and be able to produce and be able to just play the game. You know, I'm so grateful to be able to go out there and have fun and go out there with my teammates. So it's been a great year, and I'm excited going forward.
Third and 5, under a minute to play. Long drive for the Saints here as they lead it 9-6, nearing the red zone. Shucks in the shotgun, takes the snap, looks to his right for the end zone, and he's wide open. Chris Olave, touchdown for Chris Olave. That's number 7 for him. It's also number 7 for Tyler Shuck. He now passes Archie Manning for the rookie quarterback touchdown pass record. First touchdown of the game. 23 yards.
Now, every touchdown's hard, but the two that you caught on Sunday had to be fun, because the first one, you know, it was just in the bucket, right? Mm-hmm. And then Taysom's, he kind of knew you weren't going to take a shot. Right. I mean, of all the touchdowns, they felt fun to me. Uh-huh. Is that fair?
Oh, yeah. It's just so open, man. You just got to catch the ball walking in zone. That was the best ones for sure.
Taysom Hill is at quarterback. 3rd and 5, throwing for the end zone. Wide open, Chris Olave. Taysom Hill, put a bow on that gift for Christmas. Taysom Hill, touchdown pass to Chris Olave. What else can't you do? Touchdown, wide open, little post pattern. He was just waiting for the football.
Go back to the play where Chris Olave was in the backfield, and
there was confusion.
That right there, the safety, he froze. He froze completely, and so all you got to do is just throw it. You just got to get it there, and really nice play call.
When we talk to guys like Taysom or Foster who are coming back from knee injuries, and we say, hey, somewhere during the year there was a moment when you go, I've either got to test it, I got to put my foot in the ground, and I got to make sure my knee's okay. And they all have a moment. Mm-hmm. For you, coming back from last year where you played 8 games because of the concussions, is it similar, or is it just a continuum? You know what I mean? Or did you have a moment in training camp when you took a hit and you went, all right, I'm good. I needed to get that.
Not really, because we're not really hitting in practice. So I was really in the game, just trying to continue. It was like a continuing thing, just getting more and more comfortable as games went by. Like I said, the first couple of games, kind of getting a feel and trying to get more comfortable throughout the year. But it was tough at first. You know, it was kind of anxiety, or not anxiety, but just like feeling weird out there, not really super comfortable. But after the first couple of games, that's when I started to get more comfortable, more confident, and started to take a lot more hits. So I'd say more just the process throughout the year allowed me to get more comfortable.
Yeah, it was gradual, right? I mean, but you did kind of have to have a couple of good hits.
Oh, yes,
right?
Sure.
Even because some of the hits early were, you know, you were catching the ball, kind of going down, so they were around the head area. Right. You kind of needed to have mm-hmm. that, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, yeah, I took a good one in the first game, too, against Arizona. I'm glad he didn't hit me in my head, but he kind of hit me in my stomach, so I kind of lost my wind. But that kind of woke me up right there, and I felt good after that hit.
Where do you rank this season from yourself? You still got two games. We're not done, mm-hmm. but you've everything just about is either a career high or it will be. You have if you get 40 yards in the next two games, which would be 80, you'll have everything just about a career mark.
Right.
Where do you rank this season?
I think this is my best year, to be honest, especially. Even throughout the ups and downs, just keeping me focused and attacking every week. I feel like these past few games have been the best I've felt in my career as far as going out there and playing and running routes. But like you said, Kellen's done a great job. You know, the past few years, or wherever he's been, the receivers have gone on for career highs. He's done it with Keenan Allen, CeeDee Lamb, and last year with A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. And he's doing it again this year, so all credit to him and the quarterbacks that we have back there executing the plays.
You have 8 touchdowns, and I was telling Mickey, you from 3 different quarterbacks, mm-hmm. And almost, you know, a foot and a half away from throwing a touchdown pass. So that would have been a pretty cool stat to have. Mm-hmm. And you talk about Kellen in this offense, but to me, when I look at this offense, he had 4 wide receivers up last week, and Mason Tipton was sick. He was coming mm-hmm. back. And so if I'm the defense, I go, well, heck, I'm just going to bracket Chris Olave, right? I mean, that's my – if we do that, I mean, let the rest of the guys beat us. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get 16 targets.
Right.
So that to me is kind of – it's an amazing number because I know defenses are keying on you. You must have felt that all year, right? Even when Rashid was here.
Yeah, it's a little bit. They tried to bracket a couple times this past game, but – he moved on to in a progression and got some completion. So I think it was part of that game plan, but it saw most of the plays they didn't. So I'm grateful for that.
How would you describe, because it felt like last year we could kind of describe the offense a little bit. I don't know how, you know, with the new OC, with Kellen, how would you describe this offense? If you're just telling a person who didn't know football, you're at a park. I was going to say a bar, but oh, you're at a park. Mm-hmm. You're describing this offense to somebody. How would you describe it?
It would be tough to describe it because we had two different leaders back there at quarterback, two different offenses, really. But with Tyler, I feel like it's a completion offense, trying to stay ahead of the chain. So we're again, trying to get the run game going. You know, with a lot of injuries going down, it's the next man up. But like I said, it's just trying to stay ahead of the chains and trying to attack when we can attack with the explosive plays down the field. So I feel like it's real consistent these past few weeks, and that's why we're doing what we're doing.
It's funny you said that you have felt the best you've felt in the last few weeks, really, from an injury standpoint, from back-wise, mm-hmm. Has been tough, right? I mean, that's a tough injury to fight through as a wide receiver, yes.
Yeah, it's definitely tough. I've been dealing with it since high school, but it kind of flared up on me like last month after the Falcons game. It was tough going into that Miami game. It was tough going out there. I didn't know how I played in that game, but just trying to find a way. And after that Miami game, it flared up again, but just trying to play through that type of stuff. I don't ever want to miss a game, and that's what I did.
You haven't this year, 15 starts. How important was that for you? Because you've been challenged some. Is he a number one? Are there enough explosives? Is he yada 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 yada? You know, but I feel like you've answered the call on all that. And I always felt like when I'm talking about myself. Now you can challenge my talent. You can't challenge my effort, right? Yeah. And when people challenge, do you feel the same way? You can challenge my talent. Man, you can't challenge my effort.
Yeah, you can't coach effort, man. That's what I learned when I got to college. They always taught us that the best availability is being able to go out there and be able to play. So, like I said, I always want to play every single game. If I can't play, then I'm going to have to sit out. But I don't ever want to not go out there and play if I can play. So, like I said, just be able to go out there and be able to try to play 17 games. That's probably going to be my first year doing that. So it's a small accomplishment.
Let's take a quick break. We'll come back with Chris Olave. This is the Bullseye Saints Hour on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Bullseye Saints Hour. Mike Haas along with Saints wide receiver Chris Olave. Got to ask you before we get back to the Saints stuff, watching the Buckeyes, right? So the Buckeyes will hopefully win against Miami. Then they'll play the winner of Ole Miss, Georgia.
Yeah.
But what if you're looking at the bracket, What are you thinking about?
Georgia.
Really?
That's probably the toughest team. I think that's the team that's going to give us the most problems is Georgia, because they have an elite defense. They're well coached with Kirby Smart, and they've been on a real good streak these past few weeks. So I think that's the toughest matchup that the Buckeyes will get.
It's funny because I was thinking on the other side of the bracket that who you might could face and who I think you want to face in the finals.
Indiana. To be honest, I don't know if they're going to get there. I don't know if they got a tough matchup in Alabama. You know, Alabama got three losses, but it's an SEC team, and they're always a powerhouse. It's going to be tough to beat them. And then you got to go play Oregon or Texas Tech, which they're really good too. So they got two tough games over there.
But you wouldn't mind a rematch, right?
Oh yeah, we for sure.
13-10 yeah. Sticks to draw a little bit, right?
We for sure want to see them again, for sure.
I was going to ask at the end of the first break, which was kind of, is there a stat that you have that means more, whether it's touchdowns, yards? You know, we talked a lot about yak yardage early this year, and, you know, you've got explosive 38, 62, 57, 53. So, you know, I think that's over and done with. Is there a number that when you look at the stats that's important to you?
The most important thing is the yards to me. I don't really look at the catches of course touchdowns is important, because that contributes to winning. But as a receiver, I feel like yards is the most important, because that's how you get into like the Pro Bowl and all that stuff. But I feel like with winning and all that stuff, it comes with that. So as long as we're winning, I'm cool with anything.
Tell me about Kellen Moore, the coach. He just feels like, you know, what you see is what you get, right? From week one to where we are right now, win, lose, or draw.
Exactly. He's such a player's coach, man. He's so open to so many opinions, and He makes it easy for us players to go talk to him, and he's been poised throughout the whole thing. Even when we were 2-10 or losing a lot, yeah, I feel like he's been poised, and he hasn't let anything get to his head or none of that. So he's a great leader. He sets the example and he sets the standard, and I'm super grateful to have him here, and I can't wait for the future.
Is some of that? He's young. He's the youngest head coach in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Typically with Dennis and Rizzi, and Sean was gone. So Dennis, you know, they've been older. Is there something to the fact that he's well, heck, I mean, he's almost, you know, DeMario, yeah, DeMario and Cameron.
They're the same age.
But is it relatable more?
Yeah, it's super relatable, especially, you know, he played, and he was a great player at Boise State. So he knows what it's like to be on the other side. And that's how I feel like he's such a great head coach, because he can relate to us in that matter. And just having that offensive mindset, I feel like it's so great as an offensive player to be able to just go up to him and share my ideas or share my opinions of what it's like going into a game plan, and he just listens and try to attack that into the game. So I feel like it's a great thing to have.
A couple more questions. We're with Chris Olave. 8 touchdowns, 48 of your receptions this year are for first down. I've come on third down. So that's kind of the stat that always, you know, to me, you know, when a buck's on the line, you need a first down, and it's third down, right, they're going to you.
Oh, yeah, that's a great thing to have, man. You know, just that confidence everybody has in me to be able to convert on those third downs or even fourth downs. I had that in myself, too. So to have the coaches and the players have that trust in me means the most.
Interesting wide receiver room this year. You know, for the most part, at some point you had to go up and start introducing yourself, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you lose Shaheed, and you know, it's tough. It's a business. Right. It is what it is. Congrats to him. But it's been such it's beyond next man up. It's after next man right. up, right? I mean, it's been a challenge. It's a lot of new guys, and when you're running routes, you know, everybody's got to know their job.
Yeah, shout out to our boy Sheed, another Pro Bowl returner. Yeah. I just saw that earlier, but yeah, it's been weird. But that's the nature of the business. So you just gotta keep it moving. We had a great addition in Vele. These past few weeks have been great for him, and we saw the talent when he got here. But he didn't have so many opportunities. But when the opportunity presented itself, he took advantage of it. So. But like you said, it was kind of introducing myself or trying to get to know people. But it just kept it moving. The standard's still the standard, and everybody just had to fall in.
Tell me about Tyler Shuck. I mean, this is not a comparison to Spencer Rattler. Love them both. Mm-hmm. Just tell me about him as a quarterback, his demeanor in the huddle, the stuff that we don't see.
He's just so poised, man. He's a natural leader off the field. Nobody really has to say much on the offensive side of the ball. He's the one speaking. That's how it's supposed to be when you're the quarterback. But like I say, he's just a natural leader on and off the field. He does a great job. He's so poised and confident. He has this quiet confidence to him and kind of has a little swag to him. So like I said, it's only been half the year he started the games, but I can't wait to see what he does with a full year. I'm super excited for him, and the sky's the limit.
You don't control this. How would you feel about winning the comeback player of the year?
I mean a lot, man, especially going through what I went through last year. It was really behind closed doors. But it was a tough time, man. It was one of the lowest points of my life. But just to be able to bounce back and just keep working hard and keeping my faith, talking to God a lot, talking to my family, it would mean a lot to be able to win that award. But it gives credit all to God and the faith that I continue to have even through the rough times. And yeah, it would be a huge award.
Is it because of the concussions? I mean, if you'd had a knee injury, an elbow injury, a shoulder injury, mm-hmm. the concussions are different. Tua's going through it, right?
Exactly.
Everybody's counting. All of a sudden, we're counting now, mm-hmm. right? Because of that would make it more special.
Yeah, for sure. You know, coming back from a knee or hurting like an ankle or something, it'd be a lot easier. It wouldn't be really much thinking about behind it. But with a head injury, it's kind of tough. You know, trying to have a family, I'm trying to live a long time, so enjoy life, but. Yeah, well, the head injury is different. You know, you don't really expect that coming into the league. It kind of just happened. And being so young, at only 25 years old, you know, it was tough to be able to come back from it. But like I said, I talked to God a lot and kept my faith, and I was able to come back from it. I'm super grateful.
Last question. Christmas is on Thursday. What are your plans? And I don't know your family situation. I should. I apologize. I don't. Mm-hmm. What are your plans Thursday?
Just kick my feet up, watch some basketball. I think it's a couple football games on, too.
Three. Yeah,
it might be a couple football games on. Just kick my feet up, celebrate, just chill with the fam, and enjoy the day.
Well, I appreciate your time. This is not a day off Tuesday that it normally would be, because Thursday is a day off. So today is a work day. So I know you got stuff to do. So continued success, hell of a year, and you know, two more. Just keep stacking those W's.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you. Chris Olave.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.